Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Monday, February 26th, 2018. Welcome to day 403. The New York Times, Politico, and the Washington Post say the Supreme Court has rejected the Trump administration's request to skip the appeals court process and review a district court judge's ruling that requires the administration to resume renewals of protected status under the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. In September, Trump announced that he would shut down DACA on March 5th, but two federal judges ordered the administration to allow people to renew their protected status while legal challenges move forward. DACA shields some 700,000 young undocumented immigrants from deportation. Meanwhile, the Washington Post and New York Times say Trump's refusal to drop his demand that Mexico pay for a border wall has derailed a planned White House visit by President Enrique Peña Nieto. A contentious phone call between the two presidents led to an impasse over the promised border wall, which Mexico considers offensive and has no intention of paying for. Next, the New York Times says the House Intelligence Committee released a redacted version of the Democratic memo rebutting the memo written by Devin Nunes, which claimed the FBI and Justice Department were biased against the Trump campaign and had abused their power. Trump blocked the release of the latest memo 2 weeks ago, but it was released after undergoing redactions and a review by top law enforcement officials. The White House dismissed the Democratic memo as an attempt to, quote, undercut the president politically. You can see the redacted version of the Democratic memo on the main website. Next, CNN says Donald Trump's re-election campaign used a photo of one of the survivors from the school shooting in an email soliciting campaign donations. The photo shows 17-year-old Madeline Wilford in a hospital bed, surrounded by members of her family, and the president and the first lady. Quote, Trump is taking steps toward banning bump stocks and strengthening background checks for gun purchasers, the email reads, and includes a link to the campaign's donation page. Meanwhile, Trump claimed that he would have run into the Florida high school during the shooting without a gun to stop the gunman.
You know, I really believe, you don't know until you test it, but I think I really believe I'd run in there even if I didn't have a weapon. And I think most of the people in this room would have done that too, because I know most of you.
Trump added, don't worry about the NRA, they're on our side. Next, NBC News and CNN say Ivanka Trump thinks it's inappropriate to ask her about her father's sexual misconduct because she has a right as a daughter to believe her father.
Do you believe your father's accusers?
I think it's a pretty inappropriate question to ask a daughter if she believes the accusers of her father when he's affirmatively stated that there's no truth to it. I don't think that's a question you would ask many other daughters. I believe my father. I know my father. So I think I have that right as a daughter to believe my father.
During the same interview, Trump also said that her father's proposal to arm teachers is an idea that needs to be discussed.
I think that having a teacher who is armed, who cares deeply about her students or his students, and who is capable and qualified to bear arms is not a bad idea, but it's an idea that needs to be discussed.
Next, CNN and Politico say the White House has declined to say if any interim security clearances have been revoked. In a memo earlier this month, John Kelly directed aides to discontinue interim security clearances for individuals whose security clearance applications have been pending since June 1st or earlier. Jared Kushner has been unable to obtain a permanent security clearance. And in the polls, CNN says Trump's approval rating is back down to 35%, matching his lowest to date. Trump also earned his lowest approval rating among Republicans at 80%. Trump holds a 5% approval rating among Democrats and 35% among independents. Another CNN poll showed that 54% of registered voters said they would back a Democrat in their congressional district, while 38% say they would back a Republican. And a USA Today poll says 58% of Americans say they trust in Robert Mueller's investigation, while 57% say they don't trust Trump's denials, and 76% believe Russia will continue to meddle in American elections. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. One, every public school in West Virginia was closed because of an ongoing teacher strike over pay, insurance, and healthcare costs. Two, net neutrality activists are holding a day of action to push for one more Republican senator to support a bill that would vacate the FCC's decision to repeal net neutrality rules. Three, Trump's personal pilot is in the running to become the next leader of the Federal Aviation Administration. Four, Trump privately talks about how he would love to execute all drug dealers in America. Five, Stephen Miller was caught dozing off during a meeting with governors about school safety following the mass shooting at a Florida high school. And six, the Trump Organization said it donated the profits from foreign government patronage at its hotels to the U.S. Treasury, but declined to identify those foreign customers, the amount donated, or how it was calculated. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.
You know, I really believe, you don't know until you test it, but I think I really believe I'd run in there even if I didn't have a weapon.